Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And of course, today on our show, we have Jared Kushi. And he's the CEO of Hawaiiverse and Kush Media. And of course, we'll find out about their e-commerce side and how companies can get involved with Hawaiiverse, and also how he helps to create some brand awareness of the companies that are, you know, part of the e-commerce site. So with that, I want to welcome you, Jared, to Bite Mark Cafe.
Thanks for having me, Bert.
Well, you know, Jared, it's been, a couple years, several years since we've last had you on. And I think, back when we first had you on, I mean, there was all this coupon activity with Groupon and all that kind of stuff. And I think that was some of the initiative to get involved with Hawaiiverse, because I think part of it was also kind of doing couponing, right? Couponing and making available products from some of these companies. Now, has that continued, and has the idea behind Hawaiiverse, has that evolved over the last, 3 years now, 4 years?
Yeah, almost 4 years. So, you know, we started during COVID to put our expertise together to help local businesses. Mm-hmm. And you're right. You know, we started a coupon directory, just 40 in Hilo. That quickly blew up to about 800 in the first year, and now we're at about 11 or 1200. But so the coupon directory is still there. We actually have a mobile app now that we partner with the local company MRMO to create, where you can access all of these different coupons. We have, I believe, almost 1,000 coupons on there, everything from retail to restaurants to service companies. That's one way that we help local businesses on top of everything else that we do.
So is the coupon idea like how in the olden days you'd get a coupon book and you'd pull a coupon and, you know, redeem it for some discount? How does your system work?
Yeah, so it's really simple. One, it's free for businesses and free for people to use.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's a mobile app where you can search under retail, restaurants, or anything near you. We have a nice map that you can look at things near you. And basically, when you get close enough, you can click redeem and basically show it to the store, and they will grant you that coupon. So we're just trying to help local companies as much as we can and help as many as we can drive traffic and hopefully sales for them.
So when you said that the number of companies in the first year went up to 800 and you're up at 1100 now. I mean, are those basically all Hawaii companies?
Yes, all Hawaii companies. So that's our one requirement, is that they must be a local based company, because we're really, really trying to help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want people to discover them, give them a try, and they can make their own decision on if they enjoy it or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to be equal to all local businesses and give us a fighting chance out there.
How does a company, if they're part of your Hawaiiverse umbrella, how do they get their product seen or heard about?
Yeah, so on top of the directory, we do have a community of about over 100,000 people in total, right? Through social media, through email lists, through things that we've grown in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And we do our best to promote them as much as we can. And that's the directory, of course, but you kind of leeway us into how we evolved over time, right? Because the directory, we love, and we love helping businesses, but in all honesty, doesn't make us any money, right?
Right.
And we want to help as many people as possible. So the next step, naturally, was to help them sell these products.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we created our e-commerce store, where we have about 105 different vendors that we're supporting, selling local products online. So we have a fulfillment center in Hilo, and the beauty is you can go there, search for a bunch of local companies, and pay shipping once, right, which is really, really great. And we just opened our first retail location in Honolulu Coffee Company Center in Honolulu.
Oh, wow. So let me get this straight now. So with the coupon version, you have coupons. And then the coupons, you can go to the app and then pick out a coupon and then go redeem it. But in order for you to redeem it, you have to actually go, to a physical store? You can do it online?
So right now it's based on your physical location.
Oh, okay. So you got the coupon, you go to a physical location, you can redeem the coupon. But then you also have this e-commerce, which is Hawaiiverse. And they are actually companies that are now represented on the website, right? So they can you are able to sell product, or they are able to sell product on your e-commerce platform.
Exactly. Yes.
And I guess, you know, how do these companies get onto your platform? Is there something that you're particularly looking for? I mean, I know you said it's Hawaii, but do you have a particular kind of angle on what companies might qualify to be part of Hawaiiverse?
Yeah, well, the number one thing is that they're a local company, right? Okay. And like I said, we're trying to help as many companies as possible. So what I tell every company, like, hey, at the very least, apply or talk to somebody from our team, and then we can talk it through with you if it makes sense to be on Hawaiiverse or not. But the only things that we need is a minimum of 10 items. Inventory, like per item, we need 10 of them to be able to sell them. Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to send it over to our fulfillment center in Hilo. How it works is it's consignment. So it's 60% going to the vendor and 40% to our team, because we take care of picking, packing, shipping, storage, and marketing, right? Mm-hmm, so we're doing everything we can just to help local businesses. I think the more the better. You know, an idea like this really only works at scale. And we're doing our best to get to scale, you know, which does take time, but I do believe it can happen.
Wow, it's this whole ecosystem that you've kind of created. I'm kind of curious why Big Island. I mean, what is it that you have, you know, in terms of warehouse and the ability to, you know, package from the Big Island? What's unique about that?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, we're statewide, you know, so we have companies from all over the state on multiple, I think, 5 or 6 different islands now. But our fulfillment center is in Hilo because half our team is there. So the four founding partners are from Hilo. Mm-hmm. That's where we started it during COVID, because we're all back home with our families for 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, half the team is in Hilo, that's why. So that's what made the most sense for us.
And are you in Hilo right now?
No, I'm located on Oahu.
Okay. So now I did want to get a chance to talk a little bit about the Koosh Media side of things. So you've got a number of companies that you're personally involved in. Hawaiiverse obviously is the one that we've been talking about. But where's the Koosh Media piece fit in? And I finally figured out that Koosh is probably short for Kushi, right? So that's how you got Koosh Media.
Yeah, that's actually my nickname growing up.
Okay.
I know people get confused sometimes with that, and maybe I'll change it in the future. But so Koosh Media is a marketing company, performance marketing in particular, that I started before COVID. So I guess now about four and a half years. And it, honestly, it's what pays the bills right now for me. My previous company, Life DNA, we were spending about $100,000 a month on ads and, you know, really leveraging technology to reach the world. And I wanted to bring all that knowledge that I gained back to the local companies and the local community, because I do feel that, you know, leveraging technology is really important for any small business, and even more so, you know, in Hawaii. So, performance marketing in particular, paid ads on Facebook, Instagram, different platforms depending on the type of company. Mm-hmm. And I have a full design team, so we build all the landing pages, the ads, the videos, and I run the campaigns for them and automate everything on the back end so that, you know, nothing falls through the cracks. So if it's a service company, somebody comes in, they get an email, a text, and they call them right away, you know, to make sure they can schedule an appointment or whatever that might be. And if it's an e-commerce store, in particular, I love driving traffic to physical locations. And I tell them e-commerce is any online sales is just a bonus. But that's been doing really well as well. And it's something that I had to pivot to during COVID, since all the service companies closed.
So, Jared, you know, I guess maybe some of the companies that are on the e-commerce platform on Hawaiiverse, you also support them via Koosh Media. Anyway, maybe we'll hold that thought, and we'll be right back after a short break to continue our conversation with Jared Koosh, CEO of Hawaiiverse and Koosh Media. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Anchor Systems Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Jared Koosh, CEO of Hawaiiverse and Koosh Media. And right before the break, Jared, you were telling me about Kush Media and kind of like the role that it plays as your as a business that helps companies build better awareness of their product. And how does is there companies that are on Hawaiiverse that you're helping to, you know, get more market awareness?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the bottom line for any company is sales.
Right.
So that's what I try to focus on, you know, at Kush Media and Hawaiiverse. But yeah, naturally with Hawaiiverse, we have connections to so many companies, like I said, about 1,200 now, that we get to know them and we get to know what their needs are, you know? So it's actually worked out really well where, hey, if they need marketing, well, I have Kush Media, you know? And we've also built some partnerships with other companies that if they need funding or, you know, a POS system, you know, we built out partnerships to be kind of that middle connector that can connect everybody with the right people for the things that they're looking for.
Well, that's it's a great combination. Now, you also have another product that I'm curious to hear how it connects with everything else that you're doing. It's called what, Moke Gabs? And
yeah,
it's a card. It's kind of a card game, right? And where's the connection between Moke Gabs and, let's say, Kush Media and Hawaiiverse? I mean, is there a connection there?
Yeah. So the main connection is with Hawaiiverse. You know, it's made by the Hawaiiverse team, and it's just a really fun side project that some of my friends, actually David and Scott, came up with to me and was like, hey, you have an amazing community with Hawaiiverse, and I think this game would be really fun if you guys could pull it off. And it did take us a year and a half and a lot of hard work, but we just launched it in December. It's a really, really fun card game for parties, for people of all ages. And yeah, it's starting to take off. So really excited about that. And, you know, besides the sale part of it, what's really exciting to us as well is bringing awareness to Hawaiiverse. You know, because it's made by Hawaiiverse, we're selling it on the Hawaiiverse website.
Right.
And even though they might come to Moke Gabs, they find out and learn about everything else that Hawaiiverse does.
So
I'm hoping that this can do some virality.
Can you describe a little bit about what the card game is about with Moke Gabs?
Yeah, definitely. So it's basically a bunch of random words when you look at it by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But when you read it out loud, it turns into a local phrase. So if you read it out loud and either quickly or maybe, a little slower sometimes, it turns into a local phrase. And you kind of just do that over and over again. Each set comes with 200 phrases. So it's a really, really fun game, really good deal. And we've been getting really great feedback about it.
So you don't need to tell me how you come up with these random phrases that ultimately represent a local phrase. I can imagine, you know, maybe having a few beers to come up with some of those.
Yeah, that definitely helps. You know, it might make it a little easier. but yeah, it's fun sober or with a little bit of drinks. And yeah, I mean, that's also it's fun to come up with it as well. You know, we really enjoy that part. It's kind of team bonding, right? Doing it together. But yeah, it's been a really, really fun project. It's the first time ever creating a card game. Mm-hmm. But it's good to go through the manufacturing and all this different process of, you know, how a product comes to fruition. Because now we know even better to serve the Hawaiiverse, you know, people that we help that are doing products.
Well, you know, and you were telling me about the fulfillment center on the Big Island. And, you know, when people get into the sort of the e-commerce world, I mean, you know, there's a lot of work in actually, it's one thing to produce the product, but now that you have a site that could potentially sell it all over the world, you have to have the infrastructure in order to fulfill that order. And that's not a trivial thing. So, you know, what is it that you have set up on the Big Island that accommodates that kind of fulfillment and helps the companies sort of, you know, not have to worry too much about personally taking that product and packaging it, labeling it, and mailing it off, and you take care of all of that. So, how is it that you've kind of like seen that and set that up, and you know, given the folks that are part of Hawaiiverse the benefit of that fulfillment center?
Yeah. So the first thing is, you know, obviously learning as we go. But I was very fortunate to learn a lot of these things with my first company, Life DNA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we started as, you know, custom supplements and skincare, and we've actually worked with very large, they're called 3PL companies or, you know, fulfillment companies up on the mainland, like in Connecticut. They help companies like Manscaped. So we got to see how they operate at scale.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps a lot in terms of how to keep everything in track and, you know, what needs to be done and the correct pricing and whatnot. But yeah, you know, we have our own little system that we use. We use Airtable as our back-end system, and my team and Callie and Taylor, they're amazing, and, you know, we really built a lot of automations into everything that we do to make sure nothing falls through the cracks. So, you know, one, leveraging technology, but two, yeah, I believe having an amazing team, and three, with the experience that we have.
You know, I'm hearing about Airtable. I mean, what is it about Airtable that you found as a unique application for your particular purpose? I mean, it's basically like a database, right?
Yeah, it's a database, a very strong CRM system, and it's kind of like the bones where you can build whatever you need, in a sense. So the easiest way to say, maybe like a Google Sheets on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use Zapier on the back end, you can build out a lot of automations, and it's even built so you can even create apps through Airtable now. It's really amazing, and I do believe taking the time to learn Airtable and its capabilities could be a huge benefit for your business. So we use it for a lot of different things. Fulfillment is one of them. But even our whole CRM database of all our vendors, it's all on there. Our team, like everything is on there.
And Airtable has only been around for what, maybe the last, what, four years maybe, if at all?
I'm not sure. I think it's over 5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely like on the newer end, you know, for these large CRM systems. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I think it's a great skill to learn. And you can bring value to any business if you can really set up, you know, their back-end system with Airtable.
And then, you know, in terms of the fulfillment center, it services pretty much the companies that you have on Hawaiiverse. How scalable is that? Is that, you know, fulfillment center enough to handle the volume that is now currently being sold through Hawaiiverse?
Yeah, for now, yes, it's enough. Of course, when we do hit scale, which is our goal, we'd love to have, you know, a larger fulfillment center and more, you know, things in place. One of those things, of course, more team members, because right now, you know, our partners are just, we're busting our butts doing it ourselves. But mm-hmm. at some point when you hit scale, yes, there's going to be a lot of other things that need to be put into place to be able to do that. You know, a long-term goal really is, you know, I think Hawaii is missing, like, a local fulfillment center. You know, I'm sure there's some out there, but, you know, there's no real staple in Hawaii of fulfillment, which I think is a problem, especially keeping it local, because I know there's non-local ones, but if we can keep it local, I'd love to.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask you that. I mean, are there other, I mean, there's, you know, there's a variety of different retailers in Hawaii that have to get their product out to customers. Are you saying that there's a lack of these fulfillment centers that, you know, make it easy for a retailer to get the product, you know, to basically get it mailed out to anybody across the country or even across the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
You're in a very, what, unique situation? I mean, are you one of the few fulfillment centers that are locally owned and locally operated?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like I said, fulfillment per se is not really like what we lead with,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely something that we provide for all of our, you know, vendors, and something that, you know, eventually we'd like to fulfill for them as well, even through their own website, you know, later on in the future. So, yes, long story short, yeah, we are one of the few local fulfillment centers that are around here right now.
Well, you know, I do want to kind of get into some of the sort of next steps with Hawaiiverse and how things are evolving with that. So, well, hold that thought. We'll be right back there after this short break to continue our conversation with Jared Cushy. He's the CEO of Hawaiiverse and Cush Media. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training, and the Rice Partnership.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum, right here on Hawaii Public Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Jared Cushy, CEO of Hawaiiverse and Cush Media. And, you know, right before the break, we were kind of talking about, you know, where is all of this going? You got Jared, you got fulfillment going on. You've got Cush Media. You've got, you know, a number of things that are helping some of the local companies, small businesses primarily, you know, get wider recognition. And I've heard, you know, some good things about kind of a comparison between you and like a Mana Up. And we've had Mele on a bunch of times. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is, you know, when you have companies that are part of Hawaiiverse, is there something that, obviously you're looking for something unique, but you already said that, you know, you're focusing on local companies. You don't typically run a cohort, right? So what is it that you're looking for that will qualify a company to be a part of Hawaiiverse?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, Mana Up is great. You know, we have a lot of Mana Up people on our platform as well, and we always promote, hey, if you can be on as many platforms as possible, please be on it. You know, I think we all need to support each other, which is really important. But when it, like I said, when it comes down to looking for companies, you know, number one is the entrepreneur, I think. You know, we're looking for partners to work with that are hungry, that really want to scale and grow. But at the same time, like I said, we want to talk to everybody, and we want to help everybody, because most of the small businesses just getting off the ground, you know, unfortunately have no idea, you know, where to start. And we want to be able to make that that start a little easier and clearer, everywhere from just starting to scaling up and, you know, trying to grow your company and be very large. So we're trying to help everybody, but in particular, even the small people, we want to make sure not to leave them out.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, typically like a Blue Startups or a Mana Up, they'll have cohort. And when they do have like a build up to the cohort, they're doing a lot of marketing, right, to get companies to apply to be a part of the cohort. In your case, if you don't have like a cohort kind of a program, how do you get companies to know about you? Are you seeking them out? Are they seeking you out? How do you, you know, build your sort of your portfolio?
Yeah. So I mean, the easy answer is all the above, right? I mean, we're a startup ourselves, so especially in the early days, and still to today, we're hustling. Mm-hmm. We're reaching out. We have a team building lists, doing cold outreach, trying to get warm intros. We've ran ads in the past as well, because that's what I do at Koosh Media, and that's worked really well. But on top of that, you know, we built a pretty strong community, I think, of both businesses and consumers that want to support local businesses, and we try to leverage that as much as possible. So the thought process here is, hey, you know, when we get a new business on, hopefully they can help promote Hawaiiverse, when we help promote them, and hopefully everybody can scale up together.
Well, I see you on TikTok, and obviously you're on Instagram, so, you know, those are definite channels that I think you're helping to get the word out. Now, we don't need to talk about the TikTok ban, but, you know, I think that's a good, it's a good platform for, you know, getting the word out. Now, earlier you were saying that some of the work that you're doing to help companies, you know, get more exposure isn't necessarily a big money maker, but you want to continue to help companies to get that kind of exposure. And does that sort of now impact the way you're looking at running the business and maybe moving it more into like a nonprofit kind of mode?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we can support all of our clients and vendors properly, you know, and that only comes with proper funding and whatnot. So we have committed to start a nonprofit as well called the Hawaiiverse Foundation, which will hopefully help us fund all of these different things that we're working on, you know, like some ideas that we have that we want to submit for. It's funny you mentioned cohorts, but, you know, Hawaiiversity, right, is something that we want to put together to help, you know, these local businesses from step one all the way up to, you know, however large they want to be. And another thing called like the Hawaiiverse Hub, where, you know, we can get a space where the front's a retail location, the middle could be like a co-working space, and the back third could be a fulfillment center. So that's kind of a few projects that we're really, really excited about, and I'm hoping to get our 501c3 certification soon so we can start applying for some grants and, you know, making more moves.
So I like that Hawaiiversity.
Yeah.
You just...
Branding, right? Branding.
Yeah, sounds good. So... you've already applied. You've already filled out your application for the 501c3.
We have. It's been a long journey. It's been about 6 or 7 months, and we're in talks with them. So we're trying to figure out how we can expedite the process. So if anyone knows someone, let us know.
Okay. And then in terms of nonprofit. Okay, nonprofits, they tend to have to really go out and fundraise just to keep, you know, because you. If you're selling something, then it looks more commercial, and you know the federal government doesn't necessarily like the nonprofit, you know, actually going into the sale of stuff, mm-hmm. because that's more commercial, right? So then if you're raising money for, let's say, Hawaii Versity and other kinds of programs, like a cohort program, where would you be looking for those kinds of funds? Where would you look? What philanthropic angle would you be putting your attention on to see if you can get funds to support the nonprofit foundation?
Yeah, you know, and that's an ongoing process as well that we're trying to figure out ourselves, right? Of course, there's a lot of grants out there that we plan to apply for, and we're trying to angle ourselves in terms of, you know, everything that we do. I think it's funny, we always say this joke, is that we're one of the best nonprofits that's like not a nonprofit.
Yeah, know, right.
We're helping so many local businesses. You know, I mean, the majority of them love us, you know, and when people hear about us, they love it. But yeah, you know, so we're just trying to make things work and trying to figure things out as we go. But, you know, we're trying to put it, workforce development has a lot of grants that, you know, we always have an internship program going on. So about 5 to 6 interns every, you know, semester that we have going on. And there's a bunch of little, you know, different things and angles, I think, that we can go at it with.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, we just want to be able to help the local community and Hawaii small businesses for a very long time, you know, and hopefully this is another way that we can help support that cause.
And how many people actually work for Hawaiiverse? Work, well, I guess you got a couple of companies. So you got Hawaiiverse and you got Kush Media. I mean, how you must have a couple of you know, different payroll books.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yes and no, right? So Hawaiiverse honestly is a passion project, and you know, turning into how large of it is now. I just have amazing partners that are willing to put in the time for a lot of sweat equity.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we
really don't have, or haven't been getting paid at all up until this point. And, you know, we would love to get to there, but we keep reinvesting everything that we make into the company to help more companies, right? So, yeah, honestly, just with Hawaiiverse team is, you know, three or four main partners, and we have interns at all times that kind of come and go. But, yeah, we leverage a lot of technology to be able to do what we do. And, you know, the goal is to be able to hire team members, and hopefully we could do that with the foundation. But, yeah, we'll have to see. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you've been doing it for a bunch of years now, and I think you're doing a pretty good job. So, Jared, you know, where would you want to suggest people go to find out more information about the great work that you're doing?
Yeah, please check out Hawaiiverse.com. You know, support local businesses, and if you have any feedback, please let us know, because we're always looking to improve. And if you know any companies, send them our way.
Sounds good. I'll put that up on our show notes for later on this evening. Jared Kushi is the CEO of Hawaiiverse and also Kush Media, and he's very, very dedicated to helping companies build brand recognition and get wider awareness. We want to thank you for joining us today, and thanks, Jared, for joining me. And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about UI, UX design hub called PEQ. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBR One every Wednesday or anytime, be the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. You stay safe. You stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.